This recording, North Carolina 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was a boy of about 11, living in eastern North Carolina on a tobacco farm. My mother and father were parents of six children. It was the Depression years, but we didn't know that. It was Christmas time. If ever there was a person who knew how to keep Christmas, it was my mother. She became so excited when the holiday drew near. When I lay in bed at night, I could hear in the room below me the sewing machine running, and I knew that she was sewing doll dresses and other gifts for the children. That year, I was bringing in stove wood in the cold evenings and saying over in my mind the poem I was going to recite at the church Sunday school party. Why do bells at Christmas ring? Why do little children sing? I wanted to say it in a strong, clear voice, and I knew that Mother would be proud of me. That evening, I lay in front of the fire and looked at the mail order catalog. It was full of very interesting things. I looked at them with curiosity, but not with any expectation of receiving any of the toys. Those were the kind of toys that children who lived in town received. On the cover of the catalog, there was a ceramic reindeer, one little gold-painted hoof raised. That was what I wanted to get Mother for Christmas. She did not have anything, just pretty to enjoy. She had useful things.